It's becoming more and more popular. Contactless card payments, even more popular than using chip or PIN payments. But you don't want to get duped with the tap-to-pay scam. So how does it work? And how can we protect ourselves? Thank God we've got Jim Perez, who's our crime prevention expert, not only in the state of Connecticut, but right here exclusively. I'm Melissa in the Morning each week. Hey, Jim. So first of all, the first thing I thought of when you brought this topic up to me off the air was, wait a second. I thought we were trying to avoid all the skimming scams and shimming scams. So the best thing to do was this contactless tap payment. But now we got to watch out for that, too. Hey, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm stressed. Yeah. I'm stressed, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, yeah, get in line.
Well, no, it's just that there's a lot of, you know, every time we go to fight, every time technology goes to fight crime, criminals figure out another way how to manipulate it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a digital world, it's a computer, and hackers are very smart, and they know whether they're good hackers or bad hackers, they're, you know, very smart. They know how to manipulate those zeros and ones and in the computer systems. And but anyway, here we have a situation where, you know, so we used to have, well, we still do, but we started with Bluetooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth technology lasts, transmits data 30 feet away. But if you think of it as a clothesline, right, then anybody can tap into that clothesline in between that 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then we turn to RFID or radio frequency identification, which is, you know, it includes the little barcodes in the back of cards and everything. That transmits information 6 feet and less. Then we decided, well, if we get rid of the clothesline, so to speak, and we sort of make it as short as possible, it'll be safer, right? So that's where near-field communication comes in, which is what tap and pay is. Tap and pay is something that works 3 centimeters or less, but there are a couple problems with it. The first problem is that it's reading from people's wallets instead of the credit card they're holding in their hand, or purse instead of the credit card they're holding in their hand. So that's the first problem, and that's a malfunction through the POS or point-of-sale machine. The other thing is that scammers are now utilizing a couple things. They're going up to ATMs and they're gluing the card reader shut so that when it doesn't work, they'll just say to the person, hey, why don't you try to tap and pay? It's easier, which is all fine and good. You can use the tap and pay, and yes, it's quicker, and yes, it's supposed to be more secure. But the problem is, and this is a software problem with the banking systems, they don't close out the work that you're doing. So in other words, you go in, you tap and pay, you take money out, then you leave, and your account is still open. And these guys come in and they take the rest of the money out.
How long is it open for, Jim?
It's 1 minute, 2 minutes.
Oh, long enough that somebody could easily just come in and, wow.
That's right. So what they do is they wait for you to leave after you get your money. Oh, you got it. You're good. Okay, go. And then when you go back in, unlike a card reader, it'll require you to input your password or zip code every single time you're done with the transaction. But with tap to pay, it doesn't do that at an ATM.
Wow.
So what banks are doing is banks are not refunding your money because they're claiming that you authorized the transaction, which you did. And that's the danger.
That's really shady. So where can this tap to pay scam happen? I mean, you're talking about almost like an ATM, but could this happen also at stores?
Yes, if there's someone standing by waiting. So someone could be, so in other words, listen, you ever go, this is how people are going to get it. You go to a casino, right?
Okay.
And you're watching the person that's dumping hundreds of dollars in, right? And you're going to wait for that machine because it hasn't hit yet. As soon as the person gives up and walks away, you walk over and you win. Because the machine is ready to give out its portion. You understand that or no?
I do. No, I totally follow what you're saying. So it's basically if people are in the know, they realize that you are a vulnerable target and they're standing by and they see you tap to scan. They have, like you said, that small window, but they absolutely could take advantage of your money,
right?
Because you've opened up that portal essentially.
Right. But it's an easy fix to close the portal. Ready? It's very easy.
Okay.
Either ask for a receipt or cancel it out when you're done taking the money out. Hit the cancel button. That way your personal portal is closed.
Is that the same with when you go to a gas station, Jim Perez? You know how it'll say, do you want a receipt?
Yes.
Should you always say yes?
Always say yes.
I do not.
Because the receipt automatically closes
it out.
Think about it for a second. It closed it out, and now you have proof, right? You have a receipt.
Okay.
So you could say, I only took out $40. I didn't take out $300.
Okay, so even if you take the receipt, and that's basically to cover yourself. So if you find out that that doesn't shut down the portal. It just proves that you did not take out $300.
Right, but I would do is after the receipt, if the screen does not reset to accept another payment, I would still hit that cancel button. It's very simple. It's not really hard. It's like if you get into the habit of it all the time, doing it over and over again, it becomes second nature. Hit the cancel button when you're done. Before you take steps away from the place, whether it's a gas station or an ATM or whatever, hit that red cancel button. Look for that red cancel button and tap it. That's it. And you never have to worry about that.
Okay, so that would still – so I guess that was my last question, Jim, which is you would still prefer people to do – I would imagine when you talk about skimming and shimming scams and all that, so the card readers and the swiping, this is still the better option, but you're protecting yourself by, like you said, pressing that cancel button or printing your receipt. This is still probably the best way if you're going to use a credit card.
It is the best way, but understand that the banks will probably not back you up and reimburse you if they can prove that you authorize the payment. And with tap and pay, when you leave it open, you authorize the payment.
So we've got Jim Perez here for Crime on the Mind. And this pay to, tap to pay scam, would you say, Jim, it's been getting out of control for a while? Because like you and I have talked about, the shimming and skimming scam we've been hearing about for quite some time. But the tap to pay, you know, not as much, I would say.
No, what's happening is that the reason why it's becoming a problem is because one of two things. It's either the hacker is aware of what's going on and actually will the criminal go into the banks and hang around the ATMs and hang around the gas station pumps, or the other way is, I lost my train of thought. Can you imagine that? That's happened to me now, right now.
Are you kidding? Second. All the time. No, Jim, story of my life. We have Jim Perez here, who is our crime prevention expert on Melissa in the Morning, but also in the state of Connecticut. We're talking about the tap-to-pay scam. And you know what, Jim? I stand corrected. So during that commercial break, I did a quick little search online. Apparently, this issue of contactless card fraud has been a real issue in the U.K., apparently, the number of contactless card fraud doubled in just 2018, and it's gone up even since then. So I'd imagine, you know, we sometimes will mirror what goes on in Europe. So I'd imagine we're seeing something similar, if not the same sort of stuff here in the United States. So as you mentioned, it's been, you know, an issue like we've been seeing with the chip readers and the sliding and all of that. Do you remember your thought that you wanted to finish before?
I do, because you see, the older that we get, right, I aken it to a house, all windows are closed, and every once in a while, there's one window that's cracked open, and the thought just flees. It just leaves outside and goes outside. But guess what? I've created ductwork so that it comes around and back into the house.
I love you so much.
I remember.
It's I all right here. Like I shut. Him.
I closed the windows. I closed all the windows. I got the thought back. Everything's good. So two things. Number one is tap to pay, you either get a criminal or a hacker that's going to be near you, near the machine of where you're conducting business. The second way that it's a danger is through what's called the POS machine or the point of sale machines. These are those little machines that you'll find at the checkouts where you kind of put your credit card in or you tap to pay. Unfortunately, some of them are malfunctioning. Now, NFC or near field communication is supposed to be extremely close contact. So you're talking 3 or 4 centimeters. That's why you have to tap the card in a certain area in order to activate it. But unfortunately, so that's a super secure way of conducting business. The other flip side of it and the bad side of it is that, unfortunately, those machines malfunction. And almost like radiation being sent out, it sends out false signals. And there are people who've been in line at Walmart and been in line at Target and been in line at supermarkets all over the place. And what they do is before they got their credit card out and you're about to pay and the cashier says to you, And this has happened countless of times. The cashier says to you, "Oh no, you're done already. You're paid already," because the, let's call it radiation, just so people can understand it. Although it's not radiation, it's a wave that's coming from the machine and it's hitting your pocket, where your pocketbook or purse or wallet is, and it's taking it from another credit card that you have.
This is so wild. I have to be honest. I thank God you understand what's going on here, Jim, because I would think the average person has no idea that this sort of stuff is going on in the the atmosphere of our lives. That's wild.
Yeah. No, you have to pay attention, especially when you're at supermarkets or standing in line somewhere. Listen, it's very simple. There are plenty of I use this thing. I don't get paid for this. Nobody tells me about it, but it's called Signal Vault. I saw it. I actually saw it on Shark Tank one day and I bought it. Mm. It's two credit cards. Okay. It's two credit cards that have a signal blocker in it. And you put it, like if it's in your wallet or purse or whatever, you put it behind
and on top of the other one.
And then the furthest point away where the other credit card is, and it blocks effectively any signals. You will never have to worry about what I'm talking about today.
Jimmy, will you send me a link to that? Because I want to get that.
Yes. It's very good. And I think each signal vault lasts like 10 years or something.
That's so cool.
And they have, listen, there's other things. You can get sleeves. There's RFID sleeves. There are Faraday bags. There are ways that you can prevent those signals, those external signals, from entering your wallet, purse, or bag. And there are many options. They're not expensive. So I would say do that, but that's the absolute best way to protect yourself at all times, so that when you take out the credit card you intend to use, whether it's by accident or not, it's that credit card that's going to hit and you're going to be in control and aware.
Wow. That's really neat. Yeah, please send me the link to that because I'll put it on your podcast just so that people know where they can go. They're going to ask me where you can get what you were talking about on the show. I think the other big thing, Jim, with what you just talked about, so if you're not carrying your wallet, for example, less is more. If there's anything I've learned from you, it's trying to be as less, the least targeted person as possible. So, like, I never walk into a store even bringing a purse. I may bring, like a small, what's it called? Little bag around my waist. I can't think of the name. Because I have commercial breaks. There you go. Fanny pack. See? Thank God. Thank God for you.
Which is weird because it's a fanny pack, but it goes in front. I don't know.
I know, right? Yeah, seriously. Who branded that? And so, less is more. So if you're just carrying, let's just say, a credit card in your pocket, is there a way that we should be protecting it? Same kind of thing. We just have something blocking the front and the back of it, or?
Yes. Okay. Again, for a very reasonable price, I think it's like between $4 and $9. They sell RFID sleeves, and these sleeves are big enough to hold, two or three credit cards, maybe a little cash, whatever, and use that as your kind of package, the way you're going to carry the cards around. You can put the cards in there and then put it in your waist, put it in a pocket, put it in your socks, whatever, however it is you want to carry.
Cool. All right.
And you're totally protected.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need a link to this. And Jim Perez, I so appreciate you bringing, insight into this issue that seems to be a real problem and has been a problem for a long time, but ways we can also protect ourselves. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks. Likewise. Have a great week.
Hey, you too, Jimmy. And keep the windows rolled down. I'm with you. My brain totally fogs up.
Keep them rolled down, but you got to put them up every once in a while.
That's true.
When the thoughts do go, you just redirect it and they will come back in.
I know. Why do you think I have commercial breaks every 10 minutes? Are you kidding me? Absolutely. I'm with you. Listen, the brain, it wanders, my friend. But that's why we got good friends. Yeah. And the windows closed once in a while. We appreciate you, Jim.
Close that window.
I appreciate you. Jim Perez, Crime on the Mind, right here on WICC.